Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Kid Nation, we would love to hear your crazy. Does that make me crazy? It's coming up in about 20 minutes. Just make sure you use the hashtag, does that make me crazy? Or if you text the show, right, does that make me crazy, so we could see it.
Yeah.
We already started receiving some earlier on in the day.
All right.
We also have your winter warm-up coming up in about 40 minutes. We'll hook you up with that temperature you need to go to KidNation.com, enter it, and then wait the next morning to hear that phone ring.
Watch your phone.
Watch that phone, and you'll get all hooked up. We also want to get to Good News Tuesday in just over an hour because we like to smile. You know,
yeah,
if we got through Monday, and now we want to smile because
it's all downhill for
we're that much closer to Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all downhill.
It's a good thing. Downhill.
Is downhill sound? Is that negative or positive? I'm always confused on that saying.
It could be negative, but it could also be a positive.
Yeah, I think
depending on how you
easy
use it.
Coasting, right?
Yeah, easy coasting.
Monday,
like
yeah.
Bike.
Monday gets the bad rap. Not just any Monday. This past Monday, we had Super Bowl hangover Monday. So yeah. Monday was the rough one. We got through that. So now, down here.
All good.
Coast.
And Valentine's Day, by the way, is 9 days away.
It is.
Most of us have not bought a present.
I have no clue what to get.
No, it's
tough.
No clue.
I feel like we just had Christmas.
I know.
And I tried so hard during Christmas. And now I got to turn around and get something awesome for Valentine's Day.
You know what I might do since I'm really, really single right now?
What, Big Al?
And I hope he's not listening. I don't think he is. I may buy something for my best friend, Kirk.
Aw. What if you outdo his wife?
Why would you suddenly want to buy him a Valentine?
Well,
have you ever done that before?
No. It's way out of the box. But he's always doing nice stuff for me. And just bought something for my mom the other day.
I got you, bro.
And I don't have anybody significant to buy anything for, so why not?
Why don't you...
So if you know Kirk, don't tell him, okay?
Why don't you invite him over today? Give him an early Valentine's because he's going to be with his wife on Valentine's Day. Invite him over today. Answer the door in your towel and say, hey, buddy.
No.
For Valentine's Day, we're celebrating Shower with a Friend Day. that holiday.
No, you took it a little too far, Jay.
Shower with a Friend Day. You told us it was Shower with a Friend Day.
It is.
I'm just trying to help you.
You took it a little too far, Jay. I was thinking about maybe, you know, a ticket to a game or something.
All right. Well, maybe you'll find something here, Big Al Mac, because it's time to hook you up, Kid Nation, with this. It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Valentine's Day. How would you like this? Valentine's Day bookends. Red Heart, Marble Stone, $35. A lovely year-round accent to any room, especially for Valentine's Day or season. My ex threw them through my window.
Oh.
And the money's going to go to a new one. They're 7x5 inches on a black base.
Wow.
Very well made. Very heavy.
Wow.
Contact for details.
Jeez.
Yeah, that window was destroyed, but they look awesome.
Yeah.
They look good.
Slight little crack on the right one.
You can see pictures of the items that we're talking about on Kid TV.
Not too bad. $35 for those bookends.
Or search for them on Craigslist.
right. How about singing, dancing, animated monkey to song You Can't Touch This.
Oh.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
Yes. I bought this for my wife last year from Walmart for $20.
Music gets me. Drink you say, oh my Lord.
Thank you.
For blessing me with a mind to rhyme.
He says he bought this for his wife last year. And imagine that. She didn't like it.
Yeah. What?
It's been in my closet for the last year, and the batteries are still good. It works perfect. Plush Monkey has posable arms and dances, too. You can't touch this.
Is that the message you want to send on Valentine's Day? You can't touch this?
Please note, this is not MC Hammer's voice, which still sounds a lot like the real song.
That's good to note.
It's approximately, just in case you're wondering, 13 inches tall.
Man, you know, you go to Walmart and all those, you know, Target that has these things.
Yeah.
And everybody's pressed them. And
yes.
By the time you finally buy one, the battery
drains
and it doesn't work.
You got to find the one in the back.
Here's one that actually works, people.
Yeah.
And get a good deal on it.
Get the one in the back.
There you go.
Now, this, I'm going to put this down as probably one of the worst ideas ever.
Oh, really?
Because of the potential for death.
Wow, way to sell that one.
I'm not going to make you wait till May 7th to hear about this Valentine's Day gift. But hey, somebody thinks this is a good idea.
Okay.
This is a great gift, they say, Valentine's gift, if your man or woman loves cars or trucks.
Yes, I do.
This is soda that it's in soda bottles.
Uh-huh.
And it looks like you can pop the cap and take a big chug, okay. But it's actually auto fluids.
It looks so pretty.
And
that looks drinkable.
Look like cherry soda. Looks
yeah.
like a baby grape soda.
Yeah.
Lime. Can you imagine? They say it's, okay, good for collectible items. They're available at Blissfully Yours, the sweet shop in Moberly, Missouri on Cannon Street. So they're selling these things.
It looks just like soda.
It looks like a soda pop.
Yeah, but it's like the green one, I'm guessing, is antifreeze. The red one is probably transmission fluid. The one in the middle, the purple, that might just be motor oil. Yeah, it's 10:30. Yeah.
By the way, shout out Columbia. Our friends in Columbia right there. Boom.
Who thought that was a good idea?
No, okay, that was bad right there. You can't do that.
How much was that?
It doesn't say, but they're available at Blissfully Yours, the sweet shop.
You can't do
in
that.
Moberly, Missouri, yeah, on Cannon Street.
If you have kids, don't buy that.
I can't. Or hungover adults.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Valentine's Day.
How about champagne and strawberries?
Yeah, I love that.
Special Valentine's Day experience. How about a special romantic getaway for Valentine's? A cozy guest house, Airbnb. It's all set for a special couple. Valentine's package includes champagne and chocolate-covered strawberries. Black satin sheets.
Oh.
Candles. Rose petals. We got you. We can customize it with additional add-ons to make it extra special if you like.
Oh, nice.
Very cool. Add-ons.
I don't know. It doesn't say that. You must call it and ask. Very close to plenty of activities. Or should you stay in?
Yeah.
And enjoy spending time with each other and relaxing. The house is spacious with Wi-Fi and 50-inch TV.
Wi-Fi?
I'm just assuming that's how we're pronouncing things here.
Okay.
Full kitchen, lovely outdoor area with a fire pit for extra romantic ambiance.
Oh, nice.
Have your meals delivered.
Or ambience.
And you never have to leave. The weekend will cost you just $190. Weekday one-night package available for $135. Text for additional details and availability. Also, don't worry if you hear my parents yelling at each other.
Are they going to be there?
They love each other. They just have bad hearing. What's the guest house, Big Al? So that you're going to be around a lot of the family.
So go stay in someone's backyard?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, but there's a fire pit.
It looks like a nice little cottage and everything.
Hey, you know what? You got to put lipstick on a pig.
Yeah.
That up nice.
That looks pretty. I'd stay there.
How about spicing up your Valentine's Day? It's right around the corner. Make it special with some fake fruit and vegetables.
Hey.
These emoji-style styrofoam items will put fun in your Valentine's Day holiday. Attach the eggplant or peach to your lover's gift wrap present as an LOL. Put the spark back in your love life and playtime. Hello.
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 It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Valentine's Day.
I'm going to make up for the gift of death.
Okay.
With this.
Okay.
A handmade Valentine quilt. Comes in many sizes, only $45. Handmade. That's really
nice. Yeah, that's good, yeah.
You can cover your loved one with love. Give a one-of-a-kind handmade quilt this Valentine's Day. Sizes range from small lap quilts to full-size bed quilts.
Hmm.
Great for baby gifts, all the way up to brightening a dorm room for someone away at school.
That's nice.
Choose designs like tulips, hearts, elephants, or glitter cats.
Glitter cats?
Glitter cats!
I'll take a glitter cat lap bat.
All handmade and ready for pickup. Mm. And she's now offering t-shirt quilts for $15 per shirt. Now, honestly, this is a really great idea.
It's actually not
bad. If you ever go to, like, a lot of concerts and you have all these tees, you're not wearing them anymore, you outgrew them or what you want to preserve,
right.
And you
that's
can
cool
make them into
do.
A quilt.
Yeah, okay,
so that's
got
a good
you.
Idea. So she does that, but you have to have 4 to 6 weeks for that, so that might be not in time for Valentine's Day, but later on down the line.
Okay.
Right. I got something for you here, right here.
Bring it.
Who wants Valentine Barbies? Not this grown woman, but I'd love to sell it to you. XL Valentine Barbie from 2002 and Hearts and Kisses Princesa de Corazones Valentine Barbie from 2004. Both in new condition because I never opened them.
Mark.
We'll sell separately for $25 and $15 respectively. Buy the pair, enjoy a discount. Perfect additions to any contemporary Barbie collection. I just don't happen to collect them. That's actually a good find right there. I'll get that one.
Some real good stuff. As is this gift. Spanking paddle.
Oh, yeah.
Solid.
Take that to the bed for the, what was it? The VRBO.
Airbnb?
Yeah.
Take that to the bed.
It's a solid aluminum, 5/8 inch thick, and only $115.
What?
But this is not just any solid aluminum spanking paddle, ladies and gentlemen. This spanking paddle was featured on The Big Bang Theory in Leonard and Penny's Dungeon.
What?
And Lip Sync Battle with LL Cool J and Regina Hall.
Prove what? It.
Yeah.
Prove it wasn't. CNC machined from a solid 5-inch thick piece of aluminum. When I was in high school, our principal, he's passed away now, Mr. Guzik, he would go down the hall with a paddle. It was wooden. But this paddle, I didn't say this, it's got holes in it. And the paddle that Mr. Guzik had holes in it. And boy, if you were in the hall after that bell rang, bend over and wham!
Yeah, our principal had one. They called it Big Red.
Yeah?
Yeah, man.
But back in the day, JC.
I got paddled in college.
Oh, by the frat or something?
They let the sorority girls come over and paddle us.
That's a different kind of... we're talking disciplinary.
And I thought I was going to be all cool and everything, and then I found out the girl was in on the softball team.
Mm. Ow.
So that hurt.
That really hurt me just thinking about it.
It hurt. And you can't act like it hurt.
My cheeks just stung.
I got a little dizzy.
Our football coach would bring it out to football practice, too. In high school.
The paddle?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is child abuse.
Well, back then it wasn't.
Back then it wasn't. It was normal. The coach had, he'd come out, he'd have his whistle, he'd have his shorts on that were a little too tight, and he'd have a paddle.
I never got paddled by a football coach.
Oh, yeah, dog.
Man, I have not lived. I have not lived. You got one more, Kelly?
I know of at least one man in this office who loves some Gucci loafers.
Yes.
Yeah.
So this is a good deal for the right person.
Okay.
I'm selling this Gucci men's beige leather sofas, loafers, and matching belt set in Mystic White. You got to be careful with those.
Oh, Mystic
White,
yeah.
You got to scotch guard those.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Size 8. That's the catch.
Size 8?
Size 8.
Who in here wears a size 8? Anybody?
I don't think anybody in here wears
Trey?
Eight. Trey wears like a probably 11. Trey, what are you're an 11?
Yep. Yeah.
I don't think
maybe
we have
Russ. Maybe get him for Russ, mate.
Oh, yeah, little Russ.
Well, it's $450 for the shoes and the belt.
What?
Only worn a couple of times in excellent condition. This guy paid $800 in the store for it.
Yeah, Gucci shoes are pretty expensive.
It must be picked up. You got to call or text Alice.
Alice?
I'm not buying Gucci shoes from a girl named Alice. Sorry.
Why not?
Oh, no.
What you have against Alice?
Sounds a little sketchy to me. I don't know.
How big's the belt?
It doesn't say, just the size 8 for those shoes.
Hey, get those Gucci shoes.
I'm guessing it's a petite belt.
For a slight man, yeah.
Shoes. Get those shoes, get that paddle. You're going to have a nice evening.
Yeah, you are. Get you some right there. All right, Kid Nation, we got you all set up. But next, we want to hear your crazy. Yes, pick up that phone and give us a call for Does That Make Me Crazy? Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
These are the things you do that you think are normal.
Yeah.
You call us, you tell us what you do, and then ask us, does that make me crazy? For example, Jason wrote us and said, I prefer the dog treat version of Oreo cookies to the people ones. Does that make me crazy?
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
If you prefer that,
yeah.
That makes you crazy.
If I got to choose, I'd go ahead and get the human Oreos.
Yes.
So, yes, Jason, you, sir, are crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You're the first crazy of the day. We'll take more calls and find more crazy out there in Kid Nation next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Apparently, the cold weather is supposed to make a return in some areas of the country in about a week. So we want to hook you up with the winter warm-up, Kid Nation. Send you out to Florida. Thanks to VisitFlorida.com. Here in about 15 minutes, we'll hook you up with the temperature you need to enter at KidNation.com before midnight. And
okay.
Then just be on the lookout for your phone to ring. Random number are going to be calling you. That could be us.
Ring,
that
ring,
trip
ring,
to Florida.
Ring.
Tomorrow at this time, it's back. The midweek update.
Oh, yeah.
Starring Anna.
Yes. Hello.
So you want to give us a little tease of what the midweek update is? It's kind of like the SNL weekend update.
Yeah. Inspired by the weekend update because I strive every day to be like Colin Jost.
Yeah.
So I basically just like to come up with a few pop culture-esque jokes for you guys to keep you entertained and in the loop.
Jokes from Anna. That's what I like.
So I'll give you a quick tease.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. So a few days ago, I don't know if you guys know this, Beyonce, the queen, said that she would give someone free tickets to her show for life in return for one thing, going vegan. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I kept searching her website about it, though, and I couldn't find any info about a meet and greet. So, I think that's...
Okay.
I
got you, Anna.
Give me a second.
Okay.
Vegans.
I got you,
but
Anna.
I think maybe the whole meet and greet is reserved for Ariana Grande and her fans to eat Japanese barbecue.
Oh, well played.
Oh, no. So... All right.
So I'll keep working on my delivery for tomorrow, but that's just a
so far
small,
so good,
a
Anna.
Small team.
Anna, well
Thank
done.
You.
Tomorrow
yeah,
at this
very
time.
Well done,
huh? More of that right there.
Yeah,
way
yeah, yeah. Stay tuned. Yeah,
get yourself all ready for that.
Way to go,
right
Anna.
Thank you, Anna.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Anna's running Kid TV right now, too.
Man, she's just doing
it
all.
She got like three jobs around here.
Right? What
she's doing.
That's why she's got the three on her hat.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
A chance to rap her, too.
A chance to rap her.
A little bit of that. All right, let's get to Does That Make Me Crazy, Kid Nation.
All right.
Now that Anna got us laughing a little bit, we want you to make us laugh with your crazy at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And tell us about those crazy things you do that you think are normal. We're here to tell you they're not.
Okay.
Because let's be honest, most people are calling the show, they want to be called crazy.
Sure, they do, yeah.
You want to be entered into the Does That Make Me Crazy Hall of Fame.
It's
we
not easy
that.
To get in there.
It's not.
Several have been nominated, but, you know.
Katie wrote us on the text and said, I pay extra for the fancy jelly made with the real fruit, but I hate the chunks of fruit, so I pick them out. That makes you crazy.
Yes.
Yeah, just get the regular jelly that's cheap.
I think that does make you crazy.
It tastes the same.
I don't like that fancy jelly.
Have you had blueberry jelly? Blueberry jam, I think it is.
The fancy blueberry jam?
Blueberry preserves. It's this one brand. It's so good.
Really?
So good.
I don't like the orange one because it has the orange peel on it sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Marmalade or
whatever. I don't like that. I just want regular jelly. Just regular strawberry full of whatever bad ingredients.
Purple jelly?
Jelly. Yeah, I'll take that purple jelly, Big Al.
All right.
Amy also wrote us and said, hey, I like to crunch up all my chips and then eat them with a spoon. It keeps my fingers clean that way. No Dorito fingers for me, Amy. Does that make me crazy? See, part of the fun for me eating Doritos is getting that cheese finger and then licking it off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'd say you crazy.
And the Cheeto finger.
So much work, you gotta crush them up. Oh, the Cheeto finger's the best.
Yeah.
So, around the room, yes, you're crazy.
Yes.
Yes.
Guys, I'm 11 years old. I hate cheese. Yet I eat mac and cheese and pizza. Does that make me crazy? Hey, you're picky.
No, I get it. It's like people hate tomatoes, but they'll eat salsa.
Yeah.
Chopped up tomatoes.
That's it, yeah.
That makes you a normal person.
I think that's normal, yeah. It does sound weird, because I'm just like Kelly just said. I hate tomatoes, but I love salsa.
I love the wet salsa.
You're okay.
The juice.
You're okay,
if you get the
buddy.
Right cheese, though, your life's going to change.
What did I just have inside of olive? Blue cheese
olives.
I tried this a month ago. I've never done it before in my life. Love it now. I am such a huge fan.
Mm-hmm. My wife was eating some, I think it was brie cheese.
Some cheese is so stinky.
It smelled like sweaty underwear.
I know. So good, though.
I couldn't eat it because it just, I couldn't. It just smelled like that. Hi, Aubrey.
Hi, oh gosh, I love your show.
Love you.
We love you, Aubrey. What are you up to this morning?
I'm on my way to school.
Awesome. And you, before you get to school, you want to find out if you're crazy or not, right?
Yes.
All right. What's yours?
Well, whenever I go to the store and I want to buy new socks, all the kid ones are like all mix matched. So I have to buy two pairs because I hate getting like mix matched stuff. So it has to match, and I just have to waste more money, and then it's just so weird. That makes me crazy.
No, I'm with you. I want my socks to match.
Yes.
I actually have done the same thing you have done, Aubrey. Because I don't know why these socks come mix-match, and I don't get why people want to wear it like that.
It's a trend.
But I'm on the Aubrey train. So if we're crazy, I'll be crazy with you. Deal?
Yeah.
All right. Have a good day at school.
Have a good day at school.
You too.
Bye. Well, Aubrey. How come they sell them? And it's in 3-packs. Have you noticed that? The mix-match ones?
It's like a silly little thing they're doing for kids. Yeah.
Because they want you to buy 2 of them. So you have 6 of them. What's up, Stacy?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Hi. Welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy? Hit us with it.
Well, it's mostly when I'm in a passenger seat of a car or in the back seat. I tap my toes whenever I pass a tree, but it's only like the right tree. I tap my right toe, and the left tree, I tap my left toe, and it can get kind of intense.
imagine so.
Wear your ankles out.
Yeah.
My ankles are exhausted. I drove through the forest.
Don't drive through the woods.
Like I have really strong feet now.
Yeah. Oh, do you play the drums, Stacey?
No, I actually don't. I suck at drums, but sometimes I'll throw like light poles in there, and it's just insane, like in the forest. Oh my god!
Wow.
Yeah, I want to take you through the forest.
No, you can't.
You're fun crazy. I like that.
That's a lot of work, but yeah, I'm going to go ahead and
right tree, right foot, left tree, left foot. I like that. I'm going to try that today on the way home, Stacey. You inspired crazy in me, but yeah, you're crazy.
That's a little crazy.
From the text. Does this make me crazy? My Nana tries to put the dishes in the dishwasher with a little food on them, and I wait for her to go in the other room because I can't stand that, so I'll take it out and wash them and then put it back.
Yes, that's crazy.
Well, I just read that you're supposed to leave a little something on the dishwasher. It has to have something to work against.
Really?
What article I read. Yeah.
Oh, I tried to get it off.
Nana might be doing it right. It said something about the detergent has to have something to work against.
Oh.
So you need to leave something on the plates. That's what... Am I the only one that...
Yeah, I've never heard that.
I've never heard that.
I mean, I'm sure there's a certain amount that's appropriate.
Right.
I'm with you.
I'm not as big of a stickler for rinsing them completely before I put them in there.
Plus, I wonder where's the chunk going in the dishwasher?
Well, I would get rid of the chunks, you know.
Just run them again.
Oh, just
that's what I do. Just
chunk water
in there.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. All right, let's see if you're crazy or not. Hit us with it.
Okay, so I take all of the hair out of my brush, and I have to braid it before I can throw it away. And it's like every day after I get done brushing my hair, whatever hair is in it, I just braid it and throw it away.
You have enough hair to braid every day?
In a brush?
Yeah, I have a lot of hair, and it's like really thick. So every time I brush my hair, there's just a lot of hair.
I like that.
Wow.
It's crazy, but I like it.
My mother Price used to save her hair balls.
What
you do was you'd use it as your own natural hair color to do like those bump bits or whatever you used. Uh-huh. You know, you used to buy those.
Oh, she used her own hair.
Your own hair. And so she would stick it under there and then make a big bun or whatever.
She had different size hair balls?
That's a DIY hair bump bit, right? Because it's your own hair color.
Well, Rachel can now put braids on her hair if she wanted to.
Yeah.
That's a lot of hair.
It's a lot of work. Yeah.
Yeah, Rachel, send us a picture on the text. I want to see your hair ball braid.
Okay, I'll send you a picture later.
I'm so interested in that.
That makes you crazy. Do you want to see her hair?
Does that make me crazy?
Yeah, pretty much.
That'd be a good way for me to practice braiding hair. Since I'm trying to learn from my daughter.
But you need it to be attached to something. I mean, obviously she does it and it's not attached to anything.
You just need the movements.
Why don't you go to the beauty store and get one of them wig dummies?
I looked at it. They're expensive. They're like $100 for one of those heads.
Ah.
Yeah. Did you know that? They're expensive.
No.
You got to be able to find a discount one on Craigslist or something.
Going to hairstyling school is expensive. You got to buy all that stuff and the shampoos and stuff. Thank you, Rachel. Yeah, you're crazy, but you're fun. I want to be like you. Hi, Cameron.
Hi. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I've been talking to you guys.
Hey. Welcome to the show. All right. Let's see if you're crazy or not.
Okay, so everyone thinks I'm crazy, but I personally don't think so. But whenever I eat like Doritos or Cool Ranch or Flamin' Hot, I have to like lick all the cheese off, and then I throw the chip away because I don't want to eat the chip. Does that make me crazy?
Yes.
No. Saving the calories, I see.
Nope, that's a good calorie saving move. I applaud that. Your willpower.
Got one yes and one no over here. What about you, JC? You're the deciding vote.
I think, that's crazy.
Yep. You're crazy,
Aww.
Cameron.
Have you ever wanted to put the chips back in the bag just in case?
No, because
I'm afraid someone's going to actually get the chip and then it's disgusting and then they're going to really judge me. So I just lick the chip and throw it away.
There's going to be a crime committed. They're going to take your DNA off of the chip.
That's,
you're going to go to jail.
Me thinking about that.
Lick and ditch.
I like it.
All right, Cameron. Smart, though, if you're trying to lose weight and you don't want to take in all those calories.
I'm the person that eats only the middle out of Oreos and throws the cookie away.
Yeah.
I don't like the chocolate cookies.
Did you see the
like
super stuffed ones now?
I know. That's too much.
That's too much.
That would wear my tongue out.
Bigger than double stuffed?
Dude, it's like that.
It's ridiculous. It's like double stuff.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's like too much.
Yeah.
Too much stuff.
It's just pure sugar.
Yeah.
Let's just buy a can of cake frosting at that point.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Right.
I'm not down with that. Hi, Hannah.
Hey.
What?
Sorry, I'm at school.
Oh, you're at school? Okay. Shh. We won't tell your teacher.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, sorry, guys. I've been like, oh my God, y'all thing for like a long time. Okay, Okay, what makes me crazy? Okay, so I like to, like, pop my hip out of place. I don't know what it is about it, but it just, like, it makes people, like, read it out and stuff. I don't know. I think it's always funny to see people's reactions.
Does it make a loud noise?
Yes.
Wow.
Can you, like, can you kind of try to do it by the phone?
Yeah.
Okay, try it.
Ooh.
Oh, oh my gosh.
Yikes, Hannah!
It doesn't hurt?
No, it doesn't hurt. Well, it kind of does. I'm a swimmer, so whenever you do like a certain stroke, it just pops me and it hurts. But yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Don't do that.
No, don't do that anymore. It hurts.
You know,
hurts
like my mom says.
If you swim in the ocean, you think whales will hear your hip popping and be attracted to it?
Well, that's some random thought.
Because they hear vibrations. That's how they hear in the water.
Okay. Did you ever think of that before?
Yeah.
I'm going to guess no.
I'm asking all the hard-hitting questions over here, Kyle. Right?
Why did you ever think of that?
Because my brain's weird. That's where my brain went. My brain went to Hannah in the ocean and just
like
the whales.
That never end.
I just went to Hannah in the ocean thinking this.
Okay.
All right, Hannah, you crazy?
Oh, my gosh.
I know you did that question. She was all about it.
Yeah. Don't think about it now, for sure.
You think, once you do that, and the whales are here, then they'll be attracted to you.
What if they are? Have the dolphins coming over? I pitch sounds and vibrations. That's how you get
man.
Get you some of that.
You're
right
doing
there.
Some vibrations on the beach.
All right, Kid Nation. Thanks for all your does that make me crazy. But speaking of the beach.
Yeah.
It is time to send someone out there. Deanna.
Yes.
Welcome to the show. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Doing excellent. I hear you were listening to the show yesterday around this time.
Yes, sir.
And you went on over to KidNation.com.
Absolutely.
And you entered that temperature, right?
I did.
Do you remember what it was?
75 degrees.
You're dang right it was 75 degrees. And you and a guest are off to Orlando, Florida for a 4-day, 3-night trip to Hilton Orlando. Central to everything, unlike anything.
That's right, the Hilton Orlando. God. Let me tell you about it, girl.
Yeah, girl.
It's a vibrant contemporary resort with an exceptional location, centrally located to all major theme parks and attractions. Just minutes from the eclectic dining scene and entertainment of International Drive. It's everything you want to do right outside your door. And plus, we're going to throw in a 4-day car rental and admission for two to Icon Orlando 360. Now, at 400 feet tall, this is the largest observation wheel on the East Coast of the U.S. This wheel soars with views of downtown and the theme parks and includes interactive tablets with information about all the landmarks that Orlando has to offer. And this is all thanks to Visit Florida.
Thank you, Visit Florida.
Hey, Deanna. Who are you going to be taking on this vacation?
My husband.
Yeah, you are.
All right.
As long as
he behaves himself between now and trip time.
Right.
That's right. He has to be good.
Exactly.
One tip, don't pop your hip in the ocean, okay? Because the whales will think you want to mate with them.
No, I said do it if you want to.
I will definitely not.
If you want to attract the animal life, you definitely want to do that. I'd want to do that. And make those little screeching sounds underwater. That's how you communicate. All right, Deanna, you have fun out there, okay? Enjoy your trip
with
your husband.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you for listening, and congratulations.
Well done. That's how you do it right there. And now we have another trip to give away.
Mm-hmm.
So you need the temperature of the day, Kid Nation. We're doing it every day around this time. You enter it at KidNation.com by midnight tonight. That's your deadline. And then listen for your phone, just like Deanna did, to ring and get hooked up with that trip.
Answer those mysterious calls in the morning, because it might be us.
Just in the mornings. Yeah, this early, telemarketers aren't calling you. It's us. And the temperature today at Magic Kingdom is 76.
That's nice.
That's a good day at Disney World right there.
Cloud cover.
Temperature at Magic Kingdom is 76. Go to KidNation.com. Enter that before midnight. And the Hilton Orlando trip could be all yours.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Last night, the drama continued.
You did.
And I think we have a major liar on this show. The Bachelor. Did you watch it last night with Alan Kelly?
I tried to watch it with Alan. He just can't get into it with me. He tries so hard, but he doesn't like Colton. And I said, but it's not really about Colton. It's about the women and the drama that they produce on their own, which is fascinating.
One of those girls that's causing a lot of drama is Never Been Kissed, Heather. She's the girl that's never been kissed by Guy Max. She's 23 years old.
Uh-huh.
Man, that was a long, painful, awkward build-up to the final moment.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It was. It was.
And the whole time you're sitting there watching, just going like, just kiss her. Just kiss her. Just kiss her.
She was just,
freaking kiss her.
She
dude.
Was puckered up.
Oh, she's ready to go.
But then she wasn't. Then her vibe was wrong. I don't know. The whole vibe was off.
She was talking about never being kissed awkwardly into camera.
I've never kissed anyone, but if Colton kissed me, I would definitely be okay with it. It's not really me to be like, yes, you can kiss me. Or like, I really hate like talking about things that are going on. Wow. I hope that it'll be something that's just natural and both of us know, you know. I think it'll be body language and just kind of feeling how both of us feel.
I like to put myself in these situations in the show and like what I would do. And I told my wife, in this situation, as a guy, it's kind of scary to be the girl's first kiss, especially when she's 23. Because you don't want it not to be special, right? All Colton had to do was say, look, I understand you've never been kissed.
That's just good.
And I'm going to tell you this. Whenever you're ready, do it. Because I don't want to force you to do something that you're not ready to do. So whenever you're ready, I want to let you know that I'm attracted to you.
You could look at her and tell
she was ready.
That she was ready to be kissed.
Yeah, it was just so awkward, and
she was just gazing into his eyes.
He just wasn't taking the bait.
But there's been a lot of moments with me as a girl when I want to be kissed, and you're waiting, and you think you're looking at him and giving him all the signals, and nothing happens.
Yeah.
So you finally have to be the one to just lunge.
Go for it.
And she's not.
She wasn't
confident enough to do that.
And the whole time you're going like, are they going to kiss? And then you're finally like, oh,
they're in all these romantic situations. They're on a boat in Thailand.
Yeah.
They're on the beach in Thailand.
He gives her the rose. The perfect time.
To kiss her.
Not a hug. I thought there is no way she's getting a kiss. This is going to drag on another week.
Well, they finally did it.
I have kissed a boy. I hoped that there would be butterflies and excitement and fireworks, and literally there was fireworks.
It was a good moment for a first kiss with the fireworks happening.
JC's not buying it was her first kiss based upon her level of expertise.
I didn't think so either, JC. I'm with you.
She was doing the sensual kissing, not too much tongue, closing the mouth, pulling away, going back in, kiss.
That's the way he kisses.
Which is very experienced.
I get so sick when they do those close-ups of him kissing. Yeah. But I told JC,
she's probably
watched a lot of movies, and she's just reenacting what she sees in those romantic moments.
I'm with you, JC. And the way she jumped up on him, she lunged on him, wrapped her legs around him. Somebody could be lying here.
Somebody could come out.
I know.
A man could come out, or a woman, or somebody could come out and say, oh, we've been kissing years.
My red flag started going up when she said she was in an eight-month relationship with a dude. I was like, okay, that's not even a peck.
That was a little red flag,
eight months, and then, I mean,
and then you come in with that kiss where you look like you look like a good kisser,
dude,
young lady.
Dude, take it from the show's best kisser. That girl's kissed before.
Oh, yeah.
That girl has definitely kissed
her. She must have practiced extremely well on her hand or something, because she looks like she knows what she's doing with the kiss. She looks like a great kisser.
All right. Moving on from that.
So Heather came back to the mansion, and she was telling the story about how she kissed Dalton, which I don't get why they go back and tell all these girls he's dating that, hey, I kissed him.
They have no outside communication. That's their entertainment for the day. They want to know what happened. They all do that.
Well, the hot redhead.
And the ones that don't share, she's targeted.
Yeah.
She's targeted if she doesn't.
You're targeted either way. Right. It's a lose-lose situation.
That's true.
Hot redhead Elise stormed out of the house wearing her statement dress.
Does she not know what she's on The Bachelor?
Exactly. It's these women come in, and I guess they don't realize that real feelings get involved. And I have to leave, but I brought this really pretty dress for the rose ceremony. And if I don't wear it now, nobody will ever see it on national TV.
Yeah.
That was so ridiculous.
You're on The Bachelor.
She went and talked to Colton, and I think she didn't want to leave. I think she just wanted to start a fight for no reason for drama.
She wanted him to beg her to
stay. Exactly. And it backfired.
I was on such a high, and I want that kind of joy forever.
who said, I need to talk to Golden. I want to know all the silly, stupid things about you and how we are together. And I can't call Chris Harrison and say, I want everyone I want for the next year. I want the time and attention that a relationship deserves to be able. If you get down on one knee,
I feel like when I'm with you, bye-bye. We give each other that.
Yeah, you're not going to get that. Don't go on The Bachelor.
This was the most boring part of the show for me. And I like her. And
I did too.
You know, and she was so upset because she didn't get another one-on-one date. But that's not how Bachelor works.
No.
You get one one-on-one date.
He's got to get to know the premise of the show.
You got to get to know the other people.
That's how it works, right, man.
And if he's not asking you out for another one-on-one date or something, it's probably you should probably be secure in that. It's like, I'm good.
Yeah.
But it was just ridiculous. And you know what? If she was on multiple one-on-ones with Colton and realized pretty quickly that he ain't got nothing, he hasn't got anything.
The bail.
Yeah.
They're all blinded by this, you know, by romance and adventure and stuff. And I told my husband, Alan, it's easy to fall in love when you're looking for, I want a woman who's going to go on all these life experiences and new things all the time.
That's nice.
Not the test of a relationship.
No.
Everybody falls in love when they're tramping around, you know, in jungles and on these helicopters. Have them go day to day. You're going to pick up the dry cleaning.
Put them at the kitchen table, balancing
get the
bills, doing the water bill.
Get in the fight.
It's the day to day mundane stuff. It's the test of the kind of woman you want by your side.
Hey, the toilet won't stop running.
You want to know if you're going to last with somebody? Book a trip together.
Baloney, this garbage you're selling us.
Book a trip and survive that. That's how you know.
Can you take the trash out, honey?
Yeah, get in the. Are you taking the trash out fight?
Yeah. I took it out. Go wash the kids.
That's all you need right there.
Eating bugs in the jungle as a test of love.
No.
And he won't even
eat
them.
Absurd.
No. I was with Colton on that one. I'm like, I'm not gonna eat that.
Well, you go fill my car up, honey. It's too cold.
And then the bully gets called out for being a bully because the girl is a bully.
Yeah.
She does air horns. What's her name?
Anika.
Anika. Air horns and banging pants. She's rude as all get out.
Yeah.
And now it's all blowing up. And Colton walks off. He's like, I need a minute away from this. It's ridiculous.
There's too many women. He doesn't like the drama to be continued. Actually, after the bullying call out happened. But yeah, one girl left on her own because she accidentally dumped them without meaning to. And
but what a pretty dress.
What a beautiful dress.
Man, she looked wonderful. I'm glad she made that decision. We would have never seen it.
Yeah. She should go on Bachelor in Paradise with that dress.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me.
All right, Kid Nation. We want some good news at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-KEEK-IT.
Use that number to call us or text us and then tell us the good news you're going through right now.
Yeah.
What's making you smile?
See a good one right there. You see it, JC, on top of the text list?
Go ahead, Al.
Don't know if I missed Good News Tuesday, but today I'm leaving on a girls' trip to Vegas.
Awesome.
That's from Selena. Selena's right there.
Have fun. Yeah. Bet on black.
Go out there and have fun. This will make this is some good news for Trey because we had a text that said, is that Trey singing the Good News song? Sounds a lot like him.
Most definitely. Yeah.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Oh, you didn't know that?
Was not let's hear something like acapella.
No, acapella, Trey.
Acapella.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, okay, with the music, and then acapella.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Nailed it.
I need some good news.
That's it, right?
Yeah, I'll put $10 if that will be on the Christmas video.
I'm shocked that you found out or behind the scenes thing right there.
Right.
You figured out it was tracing in that song.
My bad.
Before we get to the text messages and calls, I got a story here that's making the rounds on social media.
All right.
It's gone viral. An 89-year-old woman named Rose was at a gas station near Gainesville, Florida the other day. She was having trouble getting in her car because her legs were giving out on her.
Aww.
And they were shaking. You could tell she could barely stand up.
Aww.
Her husband, David, was there too, but David's 100 years old, and he was not able to help her much because he, too, could not stand up very well.
Well, this video's on Kid TV. Oh, it'll break your heart.
So these three young guys dropped everything they were doing in the store, and they helped. They helped get her in the car.
Uh-huh.
They caught her when she almost fell.
Oh, my goodness.
Then they helped David put his walker in the car as well.
They also had to avoid...
Well, yeah, maybe they're sagging a little bit, but they're doing that.
It's hanging completely out.
Pull your pants out.
Don't judge the
I'm
man.
I'm glad they helped the woman out. That's it's a beautiful thing. Now, pull your pants out.
Now, if you're looking closely at the video, they also have to help them avoid a large pile of dog poo.
Okay, that's great.
They're going above and beyond.
Pull your pants up.
Two of them's pants are down.
But you can see their entire booty.
Don't worry about them sagging. Worry about the good they're doing.
They're doing
great. They are doing good.
I bet the old man probably
And those are nice underwear.
Yeah.
They were nice. They were nice underwear.
I think I'm wearing the same ones. One of them is. No. And a cop was actually there, and he saw this happening, and he's the one that took the video and posted it on Facebook, and it's been viewed over 5 million times already. And the reason it's going viral, it's because the older couple is a white couple and the three guys who helped them are black. So it's just showing, hey, everybody, let's just respect
everybody.
Everyone.
Along. If everybody gets along, what they're supposed to do.
Do what you're supposed to do. Help other people out and pull your pants.
Helping people shouldn't be a viral act. It should just be like,
just
that's
do
what
it.
Everybody does.
And that's what they said.
You know what I mean?
Right.
They
right.
didn't know that the police officer was taping them. They were just walking out of the store, saw them struggling, and they helped. They didn't know they were being taped. So big shout out. Their names are Jock, Marty, and Freddie.
Way to go. Way to go, fellas. Now, pull your pants up. That's all I got to say.
Wow.
What? Pull your pants up.
Hey, don't worry about the sag, man. It's all good.
Pull your pants up.
That was more than a sag.
That was more than a sag. Sometimes mine will sag a little.
Yeah.
That was...
It rubbed you the wrong way.
Did you help?
Did you help Rose get in her car out?
If I'd seen Rose, I would have.
Yeah, I know you would.
And my pants would have been up.
Angel from New Orleans wrote us and said, hey, we adopted our son when he was 6 months old. He's now 6 years old. And Friday, we adopted his 7-year-old sister.
Oh, wow.
Reunited the siblings together. That's awesome,
Very
Angel.
Nice. Very nice.
You are actually living up to your name. And who dat? So you one of those out there. Denise also wrote us and said, hey, anything better than Taco Tuesday? That's some good news right there.
No, I guess not.
Short and simple.
Okay.
And from the text as well, my son that passed away in October is named Dalen. His therapist created an obstacle course in his memory, and it had a grand opening yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Some good news right there.
Very cool.
I shared my good news yesterday. My son is finally road approved on the bicycle.
Yeah.
He's riding a bike, no training wheels.
Very cool. Proud.
Screaming, I believe.
Is he still doing that?
No, he stopped. I think he was so shocked. When I got home yesterday, he looked at me and goes, Papa, I wasn't screaming, I believe, the whole time.
Oh, you heard that.
And I was like, yes, you were. You must have forgotten. Yes, you were. Hi, Angela.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. What's the good news you want to share?
Oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm talking to y'all. I am running my very first half marathon this Sunday, and I'm so pumped about it. So I have a great group of women that I work out with, and I couldn't have done it without them.
That is awesome.
What's the longest that you've ever run before?
We've done 20 miles.
Oh, wow.
So I've actually exceeded the half marathon, but we're training for a marathon in the end of March in Kansas. So
wow. Yeah.
Well, good job. Congratulations.
Good luck. What's your goal? What's your time?
Goal time, yeah.
Oh, I just want to finish.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah,
on time later.
10.5-minute mile. Yeah. So.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, you rock it out there, Angelo. Good luck running.
I've done one, maybe two.
Half marathon?
Yeah, I've done one, I know for sure. And it was 2 hours and 12 minutes ish, something like that. But I remember that the guy that won the marathon did it in 5 minutes faster than I finished the half marathon. I'm like, he was running twice as fast.
I've never run a half marathon or a marathon, and I have no desire to do it. I think it's just because I played a sport where we ran for about 4 seconds, and we took a long break for about 35 seconds, and then ran for another 4 seconds.
Yeah.
I never did the sports where you have to run continuously.
Yeah,
so I've done a
handful of 5Ks, but man, I've never been bitten by the bug.
Yeah.
I'm a football player. I can run 4 seconds, done. Hi, Colby.
Oh, whoa. That's nuts.
Whoa. Yeah.
No, what's nuts is your good news. That's what's nuts, sir.
Well, thank you. I've been listening to you guys literally since I was a child, like in elementary school, so this is crazy.
Well, what you got?
So, I came from a super poor family. Like, growing up, we never really had anything. I mean, there were days where you'd come in and we have, like, no lights, no water, anything like that. And my mom passed away whenever I was 19, whenever I was in college. And I'm a teacher now. Mm-hmm. And last night, for my birthday, I actually was able to buy a washer and dryer. So I did a super adult thing.
Aww, all right, man. Adulting.
Good job, brother.
Thank you, guys.
Did you do the thing, Colby, when you put the washer and dryer in there and you just stared at it and you just kind of teared up? You're like, it's in my house.
That, that comes tomorrow, so we'll see how that whole thing works out.
Oh, it's a proud moment.
Probably Colby. Will cry.
The first of many adulting things you're going to be doing.
In just a year, a short year, you'll be putting clothes in that washing machine and leaving them for 4 days after they're done washing.
Because you're going to have that stain on it. But you don't have to go to the laundromat anymore.
That's right.
That's
exactly. Exactly. I can save some quarters.
Congrats, right, Colby, and good job with the teaching and everything, man. What do you teach?
Thank you so much. Theater. I'm a theater teacher. I'm a high school theater teacher.
Awesome.
I can tell you're a fun teacher.
Yeah. Wish I try my best.
I bet you do, buddy. Congratulations, Colby. Thanks for your call.
That's the last time I had my, when I was living in an apartment, and I got all my laundry, and I went out the front door, and the apartment door closed behind me, and it was raining. And I was like, I can't do this. I went right back in the house, went straight to Sears, and applied for a credit card.
Yep.
So I could get a washer and dryer.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, man. I used to love going to the laundromat with my mom, though.
What?
I did. I don't know why. I just remember sitting there.
I hated it.
My mom was the one that was afraid that they'd steal our clothes, so we would have to sit there the whole time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've never understood people that would leave.
Yeah.
We sat there. Oh, I hated the laundromat.
I don't know why. I have good memories of sitting there. My little puzzles.
It's all the way you look at it.
Yeah.
Hi, Kelsey.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hi. Hi.
So what's the good news for us?
My good news is that after a really bad breakup 2 years ago that made me move back home to Dallas, I found a new guy, a new boyfriend, and I just met his parents this weekend, and so things are looking really good.
All right.
Yay.
Good deal.
Where'd you find him on?
I found him on Bumble.
Yeah, you did.
Girl, I know.
Yeah, I did. It's embarrassing to admit to it, but
I did.
It's
embarrassing.
Oh, there's still so many like you, Kelsey.
It's still, I'm on it. It's still kind
of. In fact, Kelly Raspberry right here, that's how she found her mans.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of my friends did as well. I have some friends that got married off of it, so.
Yeah.
I figured, what the heck, might as well give it a try.
Yeah.
There you go. Congrats, Kelsey. You have fun with that new boyfriend. Big Al, you're up now, man.
Dude, I'm on Bumble Match Tinderfish.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.